Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV with your Packers Daily Chat coming to you live on all the social channels for Cheesehead TV. 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. It's what we do. We talk Packers. Hope you're doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. That's right, people. It's Super Bowl or bust. I've seen some nonsense online about how the Packers, you know, keeping the band together. It's not good enough for fans. Get on board. This team is going to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. And I don't think you need to look much further than the performance of 2020 and how the guys on that squad are mostly still together and are going to continue to develop together. Not only on the offensive side of the ball, but defensive players in new schemes with new coaching and new ideas, new teammates, etc. Get on board, people. I'm tired of the malaise. I'm tired of the tomfoolery from some in the fan base. Super Bowl or bust. It is not often you have a window where you have a team that genuinely has Super Bowl aspirations heading into any season, let alone a stretch of seasons. And this team does. It's awesome. Marinate in it. Love it. Live it. That's all I'm saying. It ain't that hard, people. My head about to explode from the logic being communicated here. Sorry. I know that's a lot of logic in early in the morning. I apologize for that. Maggie and Perry were great last night. Fun show. Mary Beth, thanks for tuning in. If you guys missed Packs What She Said live last night on the old YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter for Cheesehead TV, make sure you check that out. It's also in podcast form. It will be available wherever their podcast is, and you get their podcast regularly. It's also on that platform. They're just phenomenal. They're great. Did get a little sloppy at the end, but in the best possible ways. Oh, I love it. How about Barry's tendencies to play soft coverage? Well, you know, that's tendencies with a different group. This is an entirely different group with not without an Aaron Donald up front. You can play soft coverage when you got Aaron Donald up front because he wrecks things. When you don't have Aaron Donald up front, you might change up things a little bit. And don't forget, you know, what's past is not prologue. And how they attack the defensive calls in Green Bay is not going to be predicated on his previous body of work with different players. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat. Carry the G, Nags, number 14 this year. Number 14, that's what I'm talking about. Let's make this shirt a collector's item. Let's do it, people. Coffee with Bailey's. Sadly, no. Heart seam, you're setting yourself up for heartache here, my buddy. Cornerback, offensive tackle, or interior defensive lineman in the first two rounds, or we riot. You have just ensured that they will take a wide receiver and a tight end. So if anybody has anyone, you know, you need to blame somebody, it's Hartsman Tyler here. Danny, I want Newsom. Greg Newsom is a fine prospect. I think he would slide right in very nicely into the Packers defense opposite Jair. It'd be a lot of fun. Definitely think he's a possibility. Do I think Barry is just a yes man for coach? Max, it's impossible to say. I have no idea. I mean, I know they've worked together in a limited fashion previously, and I know they have similar ideas of how they want to attack the defensive side of the ball. I don't know. I couldn't possibly say. I have no idea about the inner workings of their working relationship. I mean, I know people are going to say that because it's fun to speculate. But yeah, I have no idea. You know who was a yes man? Rick McCallum. You know who that is? That's the guy who produced the prequels for George Lucas. And there's video evidence of that. If you go back and look at the documentaries for the making of Phantom Menace, you put that in the dictionary for yes man. Rick McCallum. Now that's a yes man. Trading up? Question marks? John, it's possible. You can't say it's impossible, especially with a general manager who has traded up literally every year he's been in charge. Yeah, it's a possibility. Now, for who, I have no idea. But, yeah, you can't take it off the table in any way, shape, or form. Hey, Nags, good morning. Always enjoy listening and talking Packers. Go, Pack, go. What's up, Samuel? Thanks for checking it out. What is my bottom line summary for all this Rodgers BS? I literally think it's nothing. I'm with you. I think it's absolutely nothing. I think he said what he said after the NFC Championship game because he was a little frustrated, both with the game and his position with the team. And that got blown up into something because he knew what he was doing. He knew it would. But ultimately, it's nothing. They don't want to touch his deal. They've got 3 years remaining on it. They want to leave their options open. In the meantime, he's their starting quarterback. And he'll continue to be, especially if he continues to play at the high level that we saw last year. And eventually, when they get down to the end of that contract in 3 years, if he still continue to play at a high level, that's when conversations will be had. And that's when decisions will need to be made. In the meantime, the internet is going to burn itself to the fucking ground 24 hours at a time, one cycle at a time, talking about what the Packers are doing with Aaron Rodgers. They're not doing anything. He's their starting quarterback. Period. I'm with you, man. It's nothing. But, you know, it's the internet. Nagler, extend him. Why? Why? He's got 3 years left on his deal. There's zero reason to extend him. Zero. None. Nine. Nix. Neen. Oh, we need cap relief. Okay, fine. Then extend Devontae Adams, who has 1 year left on his deal. This isn't tough. This isn't hard. Way more drama here than needs to be. Florio is a self-righteous activist and narcissist, and so long-winded, I can't read a word he writes. Well, that's one way of looking at it. I think Florio is really good at what he does, which is, you know, A, cover the league and all the news that comes out of it, and B, stir the pot. That's what he does, and he's really good at it. And he's got great sourcing. People like shit on his reporting all the time, but more often than not, he's right. More often than not, where there's a bunch of smoke, there's a little tiny fire that Mike has found. Like, I got nothing but respect for Mike. Like, is he obsessed with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and making the Packers look bad? Is he a Vikings fan at his core? Yeah, of course. But, you know, he's built something like on his own, in his own way. And I respect the hell out of that. Yes, no, maybe on Gio Bernard. I'll give it a maybe, but really it's a no. But maybe. Let's put it an official maybe on that. Adams' next deal, 4 years, $200 million. Maybe not quite that, but close. I mean, I think he'll get just under what Hopkins got as a per year, you know. But Hopkins only got, a 2-year extension? I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think Adams will probably eclipse everybody but Hopkins on a per year. But we'll see. Is EQ's brother an option for the Packers in the draft? I would think so. I mean, who knows about, you know, where he falls and what they think their needs are at the time they're on the clock when he's in availability as far as the tiers go on their draft board, etc. But, yeah, I would think so. Certainly wouldn't take him off the board. Joey, offensive tackle is the biggest need, in my opinion, but they do tend to stay away from O-line in early rounds. Well, yes and no. I mean, they've gotten very, very productive guys late in the draft. There's no doubt about that. But they've also drafted Brian Bulaga in the first. Some other people that we won't mention in the first. Derek Sherrod. I think, again, if the value is there and it's the best player on their board by far, you know, if they get somebody falls to 29 who they had rated as a top 15 pick and who plays offensive tackle, I don't think they'll be shy to pick him, you know. Plug him in at right tackle, set for the year, or for the next 10 years. I'm down for that. Geno Atkins, I would love that. I know he's not what he once was, but I would love to see him paired up with Kenny Clark, even if it's just on a rotational basis. I don't know what the money would be. I suspect he'll get something that the Packers won't be able to offer, but that's just me. Do I see us selling draft picks? In other words, think about packaging picks to move up in order to avoid spending so much on the draft class. I don't think it'll be that's not going to be the causation. They're not going to say, hey, we have to trade up so we don't have to pay these guys. But I do think there's a good chance that they will not take 10 players in this draft. You know, I do think there will be moving both up and down. But I don't think the driver will be, hey, we've got to make sure we can get under the salary cap. That, you know, they have mentioned many times that, you know, whatever they want to do personnel wise will never be constricted by finances in regards to if we want to make a move and we want we want these three corners in the draft. We want to come out of with two tight ends or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to be constricted. You know, Russ Ball will make it work. That is his job. But that won't be a driving force as far as moves made in the draft. If it's, you know, a trade up for someone, it's because they like that guy. Levi, thanks for the super chat. Nags, love Packers Daily. Thanks. Go Pack Go. That's very nice of you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks so much. Here we go. There's always some naysayer. Packers fans, y'all should know better. First of all, y'all really should know better. It's actually NFC Championship runner-up trophy or bust. Like always, NFC Championship runner-up trophy is all that matters. The thing Packers has won a lot. I mean, if you could type English, it'd be a lot easier to talk about it. But I will just say, no one's happy with losing the NFC Championship game. And the people inside 1265 Lombardi are more disappointed by those losses than you or any other Packers fan will ever even begin to comprehend. But the idea that they're not pushing to be great or pushing to win the championship is fucking ludicrous. And if you really genuinely deep in your soul think that, you're an idiot. And that's pure. That's on point. That's like no question about it. You're just someone who plays too much fantasy football and doesn't know anything. So enjoy typing your bad, really garbled English into the computer, but that's the tea, as my kids like to say. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Oh, where is it? There it is. I figured out Green Bay's issue. Green Bay has never won a championship Super Bowl under a Republican president. Every chip Super Bowl came under a Democrat. We're golden now. Yep, that is a very annoyingly true fact. And there's another one like that, where if there's a Republican in the White House, then they have a certain record in primetime, blah, blah, blah. But yes, that is true. It has never happened. With a Republican sitting in the White House, the Packers have never won a championship, which is just one of those incredibly annoying coincidences. But yes, it is true. Deshaun, thanks for the super chat. 12 a better leader than media give him credit for. I very much agree. Although I will say, I think most of the local media is pretty damn fair in that regard. I think the national media and some members in it and some pundits are maybe a little ignorant when it comes to Rodgers and his leadership. But I think most of the local people are pretty damn on point when it comes to Rodgers being a leader, both on the field and off and in the locker room, etc. But I, you know, and the other problem is that when you say the media, some of that is former teammates, and we all know who we're talking about, who work in the media, and then those headlines get picked up, and it looks like the media is attacking Rodgers' leadership when it's actually some disgruntled ex-teammates. Oh, what else we got? ATH, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Aaron Rodgers' recently added fame, Jeopardy, can push the front office to appease more to him with the draft offseason additions? No. Nothing Aaron Rodgers does off the field in his home free time will move the Packers to do anything, nor should it. Now, I love that Rodgers is doing Jeopardy, and I'm sure the Packers do too. But that means absolutely nothing when it comes to roster construction. And they certainly won't change what they're doing or how they operate to appease their starting quarterback. And again, nor should they. So many people here. What's going on? Woo-woo! Let's all say Josh Jackson is officially a bust, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but yeah. I mean, he's got one more year, right? But man, when you're a healthy scratch in a playoff run, that's tough, man. That is tough. And you can't contribute on special teams even. I mean, at least Oren Burks is helping on teams. Yeah, you guys know I like to give guys benefit of the doubt, trying to give him as much leash as possible, but it just hasn't happened for Josh. Now, he has one more year left on his deal. Maybe he comes in, new system, new responsibilities. All of a sudden, the light turns on, and boom! Josh Jackson. That's how I choose to look at it. But yeah, we are definitely approaching Bustville population Josh Jackson. No doubt about it. Let's see, what else we got? That receiver reunion picture, do you think Jared Boykin was there, but he was the one sacrificed to be the one to take the photo? That's phenomenal. Jared Boyka. Hey, Jared, no one's going to care if you're in this here. Could you take this picture? That's outstanding. Oh, God. Oh, God, that's so good. I love it. I look at the second round draft picks at corner the Packers have taken and cringe, as you should. Now, the second wide round wide receivers, you can smile. Corners, it's a problem. Josh Jackson, Josh Jones, Kevin King, Oren Burks, all busts. Yeah, it hasn't been pretty. It has not been pretty at all. At least Oren Burks gives you something, though. Like, he was a disaster from scrimmage, especially at edge last year. But he's good on teams. The problem is I don't want to spend a third rounder or trade up in for a third rounder for a core special teams guy. So, yeah, that's sunk cost, no doubt about it. Oh, God. What else we got? Don't forget about Tremont, Shields, etc. Right, but they were undrafted guys that they developed. They weren't drafted in the second round. And thank God they were developed. I mean, and who knows? Maybe Kadar Holman turns out to be the next gem. Maybe Kabion Ento is the next rising star. You know, these guys will give you an opportunity to compete this summer, and I'm going to be excited to watch it. But I also think I'll be shocked if they don't draft at least one corner, if not two. King is a bust, but we re-signed him up. Big move, MM. MM? Who's MM? Nathan, I don't know if you know this, but Mike McCarthy is no longer the coach. Mark Murphy doesn't make decisions when it comes to personnel. So I'm not really sure who MM is here in your pithy little response. But we all know why they signed Kevin King, because he's a known commodity. And he gives them flexibility in the draft not to have to reach for something. And if guys come in and compete and blow him out of the water, if he's so bad, they should be able to do that, right? So then he becomes expendable and easily cut prior to the start of the season. Because as a vet, his salary is guaranteed when he's on the week one roster, but prior to that, they can cut him with very little repercussions cap-wise. Just because the guy's on, that accounts for Tyler Lancaster, that counts for all these guys that they're bringing back. If they bring in competition via the draft or developing on the roster, and someone clearly outpays them, and they figure, okay, now we can move on, they will. But there's no need to yet. Who do they play on Sunday? Nobody. It's the whole thing. It's called roster building. Roster building. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Bigger Cheesehead TV icon, Raji or Janice? Oh, Raji. Raji for sure. I mean, we had a ongoing Raji joke here on the daily chat back when I was with Green Bay Press Gazette, like every single day, like for months, if not years. I mean, Janice is always going to be an obvious hero. But yeah, no, it's definitely Raji. What do I think of Aaron on Jeopardy? I thought he killed it, Jennifer. I thought he was great. I talked about it with the guys at 97.3 The Game yesterday on the radio. They were quibbling about his performance, and I was like, you guys are nuts. I thought he was wonderful. And hell, that was just, you know, that first one was like the first time he'd ever done it. I mean, that's pretty fucking impressive, man. So yeah, I thought he was great, and I understand why he wants to do it full time. I think he'd be really good at it. When does the schedule come out with the dates and times? When do tickets go on sale? Tickets will go on sale when the schedule comes out, which will be in the next few weeks. They usually do it. They have traditionally tried to do it leading up to the draft. Things might be still a little bit kind of touch and go because of COVID and things they have to deal with in that regard. But I do know Roger Goodell has said they're going to have full stadiums, etc. So I would look for a schedule release probably in about 2 weeks, probably the week leading up, week prior to the draft. I would think we'd get a full schedule with dates and times, and then you can buy your tickets. William, thanks for the super chat. Yes, we are sad about the past NFC championships, but what do you think can get us over the hump this year? Over the hump. Everybody likes to talk about getting over the hump. Not have your franchise left tackle have a freak injury week 17 of the regular season. That would get you over the hump. Not have the worst possible performances from your star players in key moments in the NFC Championship game itself. That'll help get you over the hump. Getting over the hump is a myth. You have to play your best ball each and every Sunday. The league will humble you quick, as Matt is always fond of saying. And the Packers played really well most weeks, and they played a just the worst possible time to have their star players come up short, whether it's Aaron Jones fumbling, Davante Adams, you know, missing a back shoulder touchdown, Aaron Rodgers hitting Adams late in the end zone on a, you know, for what would have been a touchdown, Kevin King having the worst brain fart in the history of brain farts at the end of the first half, Will Redmond dropping an interception, a sure interception. I mean, the list goes on. Now, Will Redmond, he's a role player, and you understand, okay, I don't expect him to make that play. I would have been nice. I don't expect it. Kevin King, I mean, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. He had a really bad fucking game, though, and that play in particular was the worst of the worst. But those two, yes, they're hard. You can overcome it, though. But when your star players, when guys like Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, and Aaron Rodgers don't show up that particular Sunday, or at least maybe show up, because they did do other things, obviously, that were really good and helped them put them in a position to win. But when they don't make plays that are there to be made or cough the ball up, etc., deep in your own end, that is a tough way to live. So how to get over the hump? Play well each and every Sunday. Show up. Have your best players play their best in the most important games. That's how you get over the hump. It's not a question of bringing in some X factor or this player is going to take us to the promised land. That just ain't how Green Bay operates. They're going to draft, they're going to develop, they're going to play well, and they're going to win a championship. Friend of the show, thanks for the super chat. Really loved your Renner and Hunt videos. Any more on the way? Yes, more Cheesehead TV draft stuff coming your way a little later this week. I'm going to have my top five draft crushes and some more conversations with fine folks who cover the draft for a living. Thanks for watching those. They were a lot of fun to do. All right, take one or two more. What we got here? What we got, folks? Let's not bring back Kumaro, Attorney Cooper. Why you put that out into the universe even? Now watch, let's sign him tomorrow or something. I don't actually know if Billy Turner or Rick Wagner woke up that morning. Ugh. I mean, they were put in a tough spot, no doubt about it. Situational football. Very, very, very well put, Carl. Who will have more completions to Packer players this year? Jordan Love or Andy Dalton? Got to go with Dalton. 1,000%. All right, I'm going to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hey, do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/CheeseheadTV supports everything we do with the brand, and it really helps everything. That video, social, the website itself, everything we do, merch, etc. It really supports everything. We can't thank all of our Patreon members enough for their support. The draft guide, the Cheesehead TV draft guide, will be out later today. Still time to get your pre-sale price of $9.99 in under the wire. When it goes live later this afternoon, that price will switch to $12.99. So the Cheesehead TV draft guide is amazing. Like I said, it'll be out later this afternoon, probably early evening, late afternoon. So get your copy. And speaking of Patreon members, by the way, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, Patreon happy hour. Be there, be square. It's always a good time. Always a lot of questionable characters, just the way we like it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you have a great day. Just remember, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.